Microphone one.
Oh, the old Johnny Switch levels on me. Microphone dose.
Microphone three.
That's right. Three strong, and we're going long. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP.
Still.
91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hottam.
For going long, we should probably tell Clear Spot. My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the... Great start, Mac.
Yeah, and we're off.
This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667. A few people like to spell. The phone number is 472-K-O-O-P.
The opinions of something.
Yeah, I was going to look at you.
Yeah, the opinions.
Special in-studio guest.
The opinions of something or other.
That's close. Something.
And that's deep.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's not inaccurate.
It's like an Edie Brickell lyric.
let's not drag Edie Brickell into this.
She's been through enough already.
She has, into this pit of stupidity. The opinions expressed by the people who said them are just those of the people who said them. Nobody else's.
Yes.
And my God.
We got some music to back announce.
Yes, we just heard Tao and the Get Down Stay Down with Fixed It! Exclamation mark off of their album Know Better, Learn Faster. And that is the last track I will play off of that album. Moving on.
And starting us off, we heard Billy Joe Royal from the Down in the Boondocks album. That was I Knew You Win, and that was in honor of the song I Knew You Win, which came up on my shuffle four times today in the span of 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
I feel a little tricked, though. You told me you're going to play Billy Joe Armstrong. I thought that's what you said. I was getting ready for some stink breath or something.
Well, I'm playing some Tim Armstrong later. I'm playing from the Rancid solo album. Oh, man. Oh. I really have to talk for the next 55 minutes. We would like to say a real quick welcome to everyone who is joining us because... your radio stations have let you down recently. We're not going to name names, but some have switched frequencies and apparently have changed formats. So we would like to thank you for joining us instead.
Around the Town Sounds before us, excellent job today. I'd like to give two shout-outs. One is a little bit overdue.
Yeah.
We keep talking about this off-air, but we forget to mention it on-air.
I was just thinking that, yes.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Randy.
That's right.
Has had some recent health troubles.
Let's say he's going through some difficulties right now.
And our thoughts are with you, Randy. Keep it strong.
Absolutely.
Keep it strong, Randy. Also, special shout out to Champy Champerson, who this individual told me that she listens. She went out to and sat in her car to listen to the show.
Oh, my word.
I know.
Sacrifice.
That's a super fan.
She didn't find us generally annoying.
Oh, I like that last call last week. That was great.
And yes, that's right. You got under my skin. You stayed with me for a whole week. Congratulations.
Dude, that guy. That guy was about to bust the bubble and stuff. This guy called and you weren't here.
No, I wasn't.
This guy, you missed a rousing topic of the TV show, TV miniseries, excuse me, The Prisoner on AMC.
Yeah, which got into a conversation about the original TV show, The Prisoner, which got into a long conversation about prisons in general. I don't know, but it just kept going.
Great topic.
Yeah.
Hey, it was my topic, you jerk. It wasn't that great of a topic, but this guy called in and he goes, I find your show generally annoying, but and I was like, well, thank God there was a but in there.
But now I find it mildly annoying.
Hup, I got some bad news and I got some great news.
Oh boy.
Are you ready?
Bad news.
Can we kill all the bad music? It's a serious announcement.
Yes, of course.
Hup, we got our new DJ assignment, a DJ apprentice assignment today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Oh.
Hey, don't be sad. Don't be sad, sad clown.
So the bad news is this is the end of Hup's run.
That's right.
It's the end.
Hup's reign. You know what the great news is, Hup?
What's that?
You've been awesome. Big round of applause for Hup.
Big round of applause for Hup.
Can I applaud myself?
Yes, you
of
can.
Of course you can. You earned it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little information about Hup. When this guy eventually gets his show here on Co-op, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've been a champion of it ever since you mentioned it to me.
Are you still liking that idea?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tease it a little bit?
Shush Daddy-O is in the works.
Shush Daddy-O.
There are three scripts done in the can. Just need to get it on air next.
And to elaborate, you would be doing
radio drama.
There you go.
Radio drama. That's right.
Yeah, which is something that is underserved in this community.
That's right. I wish there was more of it. programming committee. I'm sorry, Mighty Programming Committee.
We're also
sorry.
Very happy to have our time slot right now.
Yes, please don't eat mask. Saturday is his choice.
Don't smite us, Lord Baker.
Yes, but that, don't you mean Lord Rocksteady?
I do mean that.
I think that's actually his ICQ name. Oh, don't they use numbers though, don't they? I never did ICQ.
You never did?
No.
Oh, you weren't alive before 1998?
That's right. When I got started using the internet, it was AIM. I got on the internet real late, by the way.
Man, ICQ is the most unwieldy thing
last
ever.
Year, I believe. but when that show starts up, we'll be talking about it here. And Hop, you were gone last couple weeks because you were doing a show in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
This guy plays music, Wisconsin. Too.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was great. I played at the historic Modjeska Theater on the south side of Milwaukee.
South side?
Yeah. It was great. It's been a while since I was on stage, and it was a good place to get back in the saddle.
Yeah, yeah. Enough about that. What was the most fattening thing you ate while you were there?
Definitely bratwurst.
Nice. Oh.
I started stretching out my stomach for Thanksgiving on Sunday at the airport.
Yeah,
Monday,
I can tell.
Rather.
You look disgusting.
Did
yeah.
you did you pass out all those mascot winning stickers that we gave you?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Good. So, you passed out both of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, hello, Wisconsin listeners.
We do have some listeners up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You betcha. Is that what they do?
Did you play in the Modjeska Theater or the Modjeska?
That's better, yeah.
What was that? I just heard two radios clicking off.
Modjeska.
Oh. Goodbye, Milwaukee. Milwaukee, according to Wayne's World, the only town to like three socialist mayors.
That's right. Everybody else remembers the other part of that speech, but I'm glad
which
you remember
what?
That. That's,
used to be lousy with bathhouses, too.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
But it's not anymore?
No, not anymore.
Oh. You were taking me.
They've all been turned into theaters.
Was that what this was?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
That'd be great. Before I went to play, I was trying to pin down in my memory which theater was the Modjeska.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought at one point it might be one of those old bathhouses, but it turned out not to be.
Do you, were you from? I mean, do you have any experience in the Milwaukee area?
Yeah, yeah. Grew up in and around Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. There
went
you
to
go.
School there for a couple of years.
Where? Which school?
UWM Milwaukee.
What is that? That's the mascot. Don't tell us up. It's like a cat, isn't it?
Panther.
Oh,
Panther.
What did I just say, Hop?
You're close. You're like,
I said cat.
Yeah, it's some sort of battle cat.
Yeah, battle. Oh, I love battle cats. If only Battle Cat from He-Man, if they had gotten that deal. By the way, folks, later on the show, we'll be giving away tickets to see Jay Reitard, a favorite of this show. We'll
That's right.
Playing some music. So stay tuned for that. We'll be giving away some tickets later.
Played him last week. We'll play him this week. And you can hear him. Man, I can't say a word to save my life today. He will be here December 9th.
At Emos.
That's right.
Yay.
Emos graciously partnering with Co-op to bring you some kick-a shows. Mm-hmm. David Hupp, how was your Thanksgivings?
My Thanksgiving was short. It was short and kind of underwhelming, and I feel bad about that.
Why?
Because I had some work to do in town, here in town where I live, Austin, Texas. I had some work to do on Wednesday, and I had some work to do on Friday. So I couldn't really make a holiday out of it. Which was kind of nice in a way because I sort of left my family wanting more, which is what Van Halen taught us.
That's right.
But at the same time, I didn't really get a chance to like spend time with my family. I was I left here Thursday morning, got into Houston, had lunch, and then left and came back here. And in my haste, I forgot to pack leftovers. So my Thanksgiving dinner was fast food, the saddest meal Ooh. In the world.
You know, I realized today I also didn't pack any leftovers. A little disappointed.
That's like, the sweetest plum.
Suckers.
Seriously.
Did you load up?
Oh, yeah.
Did you load up? You know, we've done a pretty good job of avoiding the up hop.
We really have.
That.
I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. Don't screw it up now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're so close to the end.
Come on, dude. Dude, when you said South Side of Milwaukee, I almost yelled out, South Side, EMF! Because anytime anyone mentions a part of a town, now thanks to David.
What did I do? Whatever.
Okay, West Side, EMF!
Yeah, no, I got it.
That.
I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. David likes to yell that at certain times.
I'd love to yell
And it's hilarious.
At people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loaded down with leftovers.
Nice.
I got like a week.
Good job. Leftovers.
A week?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
If it'll keep, you know.
Oh, well, just plow through it, dude. It's not that hard.
I'm not gonna lie. NGL, that was definitely. I mean, there's of course many bonuses. Seeing my family over Thanksgiving. One of them was like, "Wow, I'm not paying for meals this week. Awesome,
yeah.
That is great." I gotta say, though, once again, Thanksgiving, not quite ruined. But my brother Calvin, that guy, he just, oh man. Like,
what do you do now?
He just, it's like he's so, like, he can't just relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every, like, a conversation to him is like a battle. So he just, he's like all in my face or whatever. And then once again, so we're watching football, right?
Right.
Two weird things happen. One, we're watching the game on Fox, they have an ad for 24.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, geez. I look over and he's crying.
Yeah.
And if you folks remember last year, he was really not looking forward to the season of 24, whereas he had previously been a huge fan because he was dead certain Jack Bauer was going to die.
Right. It tore him up. Tore him up pretty good.
Yeah, he was really worried. He like could barely watch the show. He stopped eating at times too.
Yeah.
You know, which thank God, Los Quesos.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
He loves himself some weird Mexican food.
Yeah, no, he does. That's not all I'll say about that. But this year I look over and I go, oh, come on, Calvin. You can't seriously be talking to him, like, worried that Jack Bauer is going to die again. And he was once again convinced.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, he barely survived last season. How many times is he going to keep getting lucky?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. I always, because they're never going to kill the main character of the show. I think, you know, and but he's just like, he, inconsolable.
Well, if anybody, if there's anybody out there who believes in luck running out, you know, I hate to say a bad word about your family, but it's your brother. Your brother's kind of had a bit of bad luck his entire life.
Yeah, but you know what? And if you're listening to the show, well, he's not listening. that would involve support, which I don't get from Calvin. But yeah, but then, you know what? I say that, and then this might blow your mind.
Okay.
So we're watching, that was on Fox, and the football game. Mm-hmm. And then football. That's a medley. Dude, I would actually kind of hear that. Like someone, like if you go.
No, it's okay.
You like, you know, like it's like music in the park. And it's just like instead of playing like a medley of like Gershwin.
A medley of.
A medley of the football themes.
Or like the Sports Center bleeds into.
Yeah, it bleeds into the Fox. Oh, you need a guitar for that. And then bleeds into the NBC one, which are like,
that was really good.
Thank you. I love that NBC theme for Sunday Night Football.
It's
or whatever.
Triumphant.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's missing from that Fox, like, like electric guitar. Because, you know, the NBC music, this is a real big tangent now, by the way.
It really is. Mark your place,
yeah,
so we can come back to where you're going.
The NBC music makes me, because reminiscent of the old NFL films, like little things, because those things were like,
yeah,
the Green Bay Packers, you know, and then
Lambeau Field.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
where Giants played, but not the Giants. but anyway, boop boop boop.
Back to CBS.
Yeah, so CBS, but it was on Fox. And at the very end of the game, they're passing out. They're like, because they have an award that they give to the best player on Thanksgiving Day games, kind of for tradition, and. They used to be, the trophy used to be real goofy because it was a galloping gobbler and looked like kind of a toy. And now it's kind of like a nice, it's still a turkey with a football under its arm. But I have to say, for a football, for a trophy that has a turkey with a football arm on top of it, it's kind of a nice, classy trophy.
That's a bold statement.
And I think it is. And, but Calvin, I said this to Calvin, I go, you know, that's not so bad. And he goes, yeah, the old ones were dumb. And he pulled one out.
What?
Yeah. He said it was, Tony Romo's.
How did he get that?
He refused to tell me.
Oh, weird.
He goes, this is the last one of these they gave out. They gave it out to Romo.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how did this can't be real. He's like, yep, it's real.
Oh, your brother's weird.
I typed into Google, eBay, no trade. You know, there's no mention of it being stolen.
Sure.
Or anything like that. He said he didn't steal it.
Well, good, I guess.
That's the weirdest part.
I would rather he stole it. At least then I would know.
Yeah, he won't tell me.
This is just kind of creepy now.
He said it would be my Christmas present.
Oh, you stay away from
but
that.
But I have to say that. I was both excited and afraid when he told me that.
Stay away from that galloping gobbler.
Everyone who touches it falls upon them a terrible curse. you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's take a break. Why don't you play something?
I'll play. All right.
I like your choice of music.
You stole.
Okay. But yeah, we got more mascot winning show. We got to talk about a bunch of stuff, including some crazy stories. Plus, get all the hup while you can.
That sounds good.
While it lasts.
The last hup. I didn't even know that. Oh, by the way, I'll talk about, I bumped into Hup earlier today.
Oh yeah, talk about that.
Yeah. And of course, I'm still shocked by your lack of mustache.
Oh, right.
The first time I bumped into you and you shaved your mustache, I go, Hup, what'd you do with your bleeping effing mustache? Yelled at you across the street, which I'm sure everyone appreciated. But you had a giant book tucked under your arm.
Oh, right.
Looking very studious.
Yeah, we do.
What book were you reading, Hup?
The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
A little light weekend reading there, huh?
Yeah, a little light.
Well, here's what I want to know, because you seem a little guarded about it, and I apologize if we're interfering too much in your life, but we're going to do it anyway. Is there a specific, I mean, are you just reading that because it interests you, or are you reading that for some sort of project or a class or something?
I got home, this is going to sound weird, I got home from Milwaukee and I was looking at my bookshelf and it just spoke to me.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. I just didn't want you to get like ideas from it.
Well, like, yeah, you're right about that, Hup.
Like rip out the last half of the book and be like, this is all I need.
But you're correct, Hup. That did sound weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm aware. I don't know. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I don't, a cautionary tale is how I'm reading it.
There
I
you
guess.
Go. Good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why should, it says rise and fall. It says history, folks.
Yeah.
Kids studying up. You at home. There.
Clear. The writer is clearly critical of.
Yeah,
of
no, Nazism. Of course. Yeah, no.
There's not chapters called, you know what they did wrong here?
Kudos here.
Oh, those Nazis, though. Man. Those early Nazis. Really shadowy folk.
Is this the second week in a row where we have brought up Nazism?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
We need to
take it. Where did they go?
This is a grim.
No. If this is a dangerous path up, we'll tell you right now.
I don't want to bring Nazism back or anything, but it seems like.
Hopefully, no one was thinking like, that,
the
by
horror,
the way.
Yeah. The horror is so less present than I.
Whoever's recording that song, please stop.
Yeah.
All right, I give it up. No, I should just put down the book.
No. Enjoy it. Read it. No, learn from it.
I think it's pretty much a conversation stopper, though. We're having a conversation with someone and they're describing something that's happening in their life. It's like when Hitler.
If anything, it was the thickness of it was the thing I found most funny.
Yeah, it's pretty thick.
Yeah, you're not taking that one to the pool anytime soon. I guess because it's winter, but. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
My music's queued up.
All the more reason. What are we going to hear, David?
We're going to hear Robert Pollard and the Boston Spaceships. We heard from his February 2009 release a couple weeks ago. Now we're going to hear from his November 2009 release from the album 0 to 99. This is Metal. We'll be right back. More Masquerade Wedding Show after this. I did get them all. Yay. Back with more Mascot Wedding. You just heard Robert Pollard and the Boston Spaceships. You were listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David.
My name is Mac.
Hup.
That's right. He doesn't need a my name is.
No.
Chicka chicka hup.
Nah.
One syllable.
That's right.
One syllable.
One syllable. So many. Finish that sentence, David.
Memories?
There it is.
So many memories.
That's what I was thinking. He said it.
Yeah.
That's how the show works sometimes.
Because sometimes we finish each other's...
sandwiches.
Jesus. the number is 472-5667. Nationwide, 888-917-5667. I want to tell a real quick story.
Before you do that, can I tease?
Okay, fine.
Remember, we're going to be giving away some tickets to Jay Riotard.
Yeah, of course.
Later in the show, so stay tuned for that. David, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
sorry, I don't know why I got that hanging David.
I don't know either. It made me feel creepy.
Good show.
Yeah, keeping it tight. Yeah, the thing I really regretted about not spending a lot of time in Houston is I usually come back with awesome stories about Houston, because Houston is a cesspool. in a fun way. I tease lovingly. But only two things really stood out from my time there. One, I saw the funniest sign out in front of Dairy Queen in Hempstead, Texas, on their marquee where they put like the specials and the advertising stuff. The Dairy Queen in Hempstead, Texas, their marquee said, Blizzard of the Month, Oreo. And that was funny to me because I always thought a Blizzard of the Month would be something they would want to feature, like maybe something new they created or maybe one that's not selling well. Blizzard or like Oreo Blizzards are really the only Blizzard I know. So for them to be like, hey guys, this is our Blizzard of the Month. It's special. You come in now. Like, I can just imagine the like corporate getting a memo. It's like, hey guys, we got to go get the ladder. Go get the box of ladders. Blizzard of the Month Oreo. And we also got another memo. We got to start doing a burger of the month. This month's burger, cheese.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Fries of the month, French.
So that made me laugh a lot more than it should have. But another thing happened in Hempstead.
Oh, what?
I won.
How did you win? What'd you win? What?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Congratulations are in order. Let me start from the start. The year was 2005. 2006, maybe. I forget. I was making a...
Dateline,
Hempstead, Texas.
Okay.
I was making a trip down to Houston and Hempstead, that sort of that area, with my buddy, listener of the show, Jake.
Listener Jake.
That's right. And we had a fun little night, Friday night of partying, you know, doing some stuff, being irresponsible. So Saturday morning rolls around. We got to hit the road for some reason. I can't remember. But before we do, we decide to stop off for breakfast somewhere. And we got a late start in the day. So it's about 10:30. And we pulled into this restaurant called Cattleman's Cafe in Hempstead, Texas. We walk in there at 10:30. We open up the menu and it says breakfast to stop serving. They stop serving breakfast at 10 a.m. So we're 30 minutes late. But we really want breakfast. So the waitress comes over. She asks us what we want. I was like, look, I know it's 10:30, but we just want some bacon and eggs, maybe some hash browns, some toast.
I like any sentence that begins with look.
Look, lady.
Look, lady. Look, idiot.
All right, yes? Dummy. Here's the score. Yeah, you know, it was nothing complicated. We didn't ask them to, like, dig out the waffle iron and, like, you know, fry up the griddle or whatever. Like, we just wanted some bacon and egg. We just wanted, like, some breakfast food. But it was on their breakfast menu, which no longer applied. So the lady was very adamant about it. She was like, no, we won't make you eggs. We won't make you bacon and eggs. That was on the breakfast menu. It's 10:30 now. You were late. So it got to the point where Jacob and I, we said, listen, look and listen. We will pay double what we would normally pay. We were that serious about it. We really wanted breakfast. We'll pay double.
Do you think she has a stake in the Cattleman's restaurant, though?
If you know, this is not a chain. She probably did have a stake in Cattleman's Cafe.
She was Lindsay Cattleman.
Exactly. Mel was in the back, her husband, frying up steaks for nobody. Because we were the only people. Let me mention, we were the only people in that restaurant. And this restaurant looked like it was boarded up for years. Like it was some sort of ghost cafe. Mm-hmm. So it would do them some good to put some money in the old till. And we're offering double.
All right. You've convinced me.
No, it's because I was, you know.
No, I get you.
Because I understand a job's a job. But hey, bend the rules. You're just making food for us.
Yeah, there's no one else in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Paying double. Let's get some eggs and bacon.
Who are you going to upset? She says no. We offer triple. Triple each. So we both wanted bacon and eggs. We both wanted some potatoes. We both wanted some toast. Still said no.
Yeah.
So like we didn't leave because we weren't that serious about it. We were hungry. So I think I had like a BLT, which was basically breakfast food anyway.
Yep.
And we left. We left very, very upset about it. So I'm in Hempstead the other day for Thanksgiving. Driving past Cattleman's Cafe. Oh no, not anymore. Now it's the Word of Mouth Cafe.
So how did you win?
They closed down. You know why? Bad business practices. Hey, Mac, I want to give you money for something. Will you take it?
No, David.
You're going under, son.
Hold on. Oh, what?
Yeah, that's right.
David, but it was always my dream to own this restaurant.
I don't care.
And it employed three people.
Why don't you make food, restaurant? All right. Instead of being a jerk about it.
Wow.
No, it's... Every time I drove past it, you know.
Every time you drove past it, you're like, oh, Kettleman's.
Because the parking lot was always empty. Uh-huh. And so, like, I saw my plan in place. My plan, I don't know what the plan was, but I saw, like, the gears turning. Uh-huh. And I knew that one day, the Kettleman's would get its comeuppance. Its uppance would come. And it did.
And it wasn't, like, getting, like, maybe one day they'll get stiffed on a check. Like, someone will buy breakfast and they won't pay them.
No, that's illegal. Like,
okay, but still, that would be, I think, preferable in the eyes of that business. Like, look, one person's going to stiff you in the check, or you could close.
Or you could default on your loan and sell the business.
Stiff a check? Never! I'd rather close this down. Guess what? It happened.
Look, I didn't want to board them up inside and set it on fire.
You did.
I just wanted them to realize, hey, money will keep this going. It would serve you well to serve me food.
You didn't want to destroy their bodies. You just want to destroy their aspirations.
Their souls. Okay. A little.
Well, Cattleman's Cafe, you put up a good fight. But David Hanna beats you out.
The day was mine.
Yep. Hop, not applauding. Not applauding, Hop.
You guys are monsters. I want to leave the show now.
Couldn't get rid of this guy too soon. Non-participant over here. I have a stupid story.
Shoot.
I can't top that, though, in terms of dark designs.
Yeah.
But, so Saturday night, last Saturday, you and I were working someplace downtown.
That's correct.
Earning some pocket money.
Mm-hmm.
And we finished that about what time?
Oh, about one.
About one.
Mm-hmm.
Got a text from my friends. They're like, hey, we're over here at this place, Logan's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I've never been to Logan's. But they're like, I was like, David, Logan's? And you're like, yeah, not so great.
Eh, oh, yeah, that's about right. That's what I said.
But I go down there, and I didn't actually get to go in. They're waiting outside. And they're like, hey, we're going to go to the ranch over there, West 6th. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm the oldest one in the group. How come we're going to the ranch? Because it wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
Like, don't you want to go where the kids drink? And they're like, no, we want to go to the ranch. And the ranch, the basically, I'm sure if you were there last weekend, you were a cool person. But everybody else... factory rap douche fest over there. Like, it's like the guy who invented not buttoning the top 5 buttons of your shirt was having a birthday party and everyone was dressing the same to honor him. And David got this. I was telling him the story and I go, hey, David, one guess. Took him 0 seconds. What do you think they were showing on the TVs there?
UFC.
Right there. Yeah, exactly. Ultimate Fighting. And it's I didn't get it. It's just this. It's basically a bar lined with TVs. Why is it so full of people?
Yeah.
And it was so, so full of people.
Well, it was fight night.
But I don't think anyone was watching the fight.
Of course not. They were watching each other.
Yes. And special props to the guy wearing the Redskins jersey backwards.
Is that coming back?
Thanks, Chris Cross.
Oh, but, no, I mean the Redskins. Are they coming back?
Oh, no. I think they're sunk this season.
Yeah.
But I'm walking in, and like I said, just got done working a job. And so I have my satchel with me full of, like, you know, some stuff. Right. Stuff for work.
Yeah, sundries.
Sundries. And apparently when I was walking in, the guy was like, hey, I need to check your bag. And I'm sorry, the apparently part was apparently somebody goes like, who brings a satchel to a bar? And then someone called me an F.
Oh.
And not a four-letter F, a three-letter F.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a total F for wearing a satchel to a bar.
Yeah, probably keep your sundresses in there.
Yeah, I guess I did. And the numbers for those men I date. Yeah, and so that was great. But then we leave. The bar closes. It was only there for less than an hour.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to make our way back to the cars, and we get separated because a couple of my friends decide to go. They need to use the bathroom at the Driscoll.
Okay.
And here's where the story hopefully gets less than boring. So I'm trying, because right now I'm not doing so good. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try and flag them down. So I stand on this lamppost. Mm-hmm. I climb onto the lamppost. By the way, we are like feet away from... 5 horse cops, which I don't know. Cops on horses. Yes. Not horse that are police.
Oh, that'd be a great show.
Although in the future that you're going to have to make that distinction more often because yeah, like, oh no, it's the fuzz. It's the cops. Cause horses have fur.
Evening, Officer Clip Clop.
Officer Patches. Would you like a sugar cube? You trying to bribe me, son? No.
You can talk, kill it.
But if, sugar cube just happens to fall out of my pocket, who's the wiser if you were to eat it out of my hand? It falls out of my pocket into my hand. All right. But yeah, but I don't know. But let's be honest. Cops on horseback,
mm-hmm.
That may not seem like the ultimate deterrent. It is so scary because I'm sure this isn't like a new thing. Like, I guess what I saw this weekend, cops, but get this, riding horses. But I've seen it a million times, but it's always like... hey, I could be a policeman on foot, or I could be riding an effing beast. I am astride a steed. My God, that's frightening. And plus, they smell horrible.
Yes.
That's the other thing. And so I'm hanging off the light post or the lamppost. And as soon as I hang up there, this guy who was drunk goes, hey, do 10 pull-ups. Do 10 pull-ups. I challenge you to do 10 pull-ups. And I look down and I go, buddy, I can't do one pull-up. And then in a moment of really sad honesty, he goes, neither can I. which I kind of appreciated because I thought he was just going to be a drunk and yell at me some more. But no, neither can I. I can't do one either. The challenge, he wasn't just being a jerk. He must have just wanted to see a display of strength.
Can it be done?
Yeah, exactly. I heard there was a record once for pull-ups and it was maybe a 9 or 10. But then later on, like 2 seconds later, I'm still looking for my friends. I don't see them. I'm doing the hands above my eyes to shield them from what? The
moonlight? That helps.
Yeah, it doesn't really help.
Way to go, Vasco da Gama.
Exactly. Boom. Portuguese. As he was.
He was.
I believe he found Milwaukee.
That's
fun fact.
Circle.
Fact. Yep, there it is. Callback. But then the guy starts yelling at me. And he goes, hey, white boy. Hey, white boy. Because this guy was black. He goes, hey, white boy. Those cops are going to put you in jail. Those cops are going to put you in jail. And I was like, oh, I guess the cops are yelling me to get down. I put two and two together. And as I got down, I jumped off the lamppost. I did cut my hand in the process, by the way, which that explains this tetanus I have.
Mm.
I landed in front of some dudes who happened to be white. Mm-hmm. And they go, man, that guy yelled at you to get down, and you did. And I go, yeah. And it was funny, too, how he knew my name was White Boy. And then these white dudes go, you should tell him that. Like, what? Like, I'm sick of being pushed around or something. Like, he wanted me to make some weird stand for what?
Yeah.
Call me by my name, you don't know.
Some drunken misunderstood do the right thing. How dare you refer to me by things you can identify?
How dare you got my attention to tell me that the cops wanted to get down, probably doing me a favor. That's what I get, though, for a snide remark to strangers.
Yeah, you really got to stop that.
But then later on, and so then my friends finally show up and we go back. But should I tell this part? Oh, but the thing is we left and now we're talking like, oh, where should we go? We end up going to Waffle House. Bars close at 2. I don't get home till 5. How in the world did it take me 3 hours to eat a Waffle House?
Because Waffle House is, everybody knows this, it's a vortex where time neither enters nor escapes.
Service wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't 3 hours bad. It also wasn't 3 hours good.
Well, because Waffle Houses aren't like near here. Like, you need to take that into account, son.
Yeah, but it's 2 a.m., though. The roads were clear. And then later on, they were really, really foggy.
You had to stop for breakfast just to get to Waffle House. It's that far away.
I wish I did, because I wouldn't have loaded up on Waffle House. You know, the funny thing is, I was set to meet someone for brunch, like, the next day. Ew. I'm like, stupid, why did I do this? But in the meantime, I'm walking to the car, and here's a tale, folks. I was not drinking to the point where I need a designated driver, but this story involves someone who should.
Good.
I'm walking to the car and I hear a crack, just a thunderclap of car on car. I was like, oh man. And I was like, oh, you know, I look at my friend I was with, and I was like, whoa, what? And just kind of like, that was really loud and scary. And we look over and we hear the of the engine turn over, and this car drove away. I'm like, well, we should still go over there and see if somebody's hurt. And so we go over and thank God there's nobody there. But it takes me a second as I'm looking around. I'm like, wait, which car got hit? Because there's this car right here next to all this damage, but it's fine. It's, you know, it's in the parking space. We look over, and there's a Dodge Ram next to it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to be all that dinged up, but I notice it's about 13 feet from where its original parking space and half on the curb.
I see.
And I was like, oh, okay, that was the one that got hit. And I'll say this, though. That was just a really loud smack, right? The other car lost its bumper. Its bumper was lying on the ground, champion Toyota. And
way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Champion, I think not.
Way to sell a car to a drunk driver. Please don't sue us, champion.
Right.
thank you. But the Dodge Ram, not that damaged.
Wow.
I, of course, would never endorse a car in the show because, you know, that would be a call to action.
Yeah.
But I will admit I was impressed with the damage sustainability?
Yeah.
Durability?
Durability, thank you, of the Dodge Ram.
That would make like the perfect late night commercial, like on Spike at 1 a.m, like, hey, buy a Dodge Ram if you kind of don't think you're going to make it home safely. We'll make sure you do.
Yeah. We would never endorse this, but you stupid idiot, here's your Dodge Ram. Did I stay around to call the cops? No, took off.
No, yeah. And that's fine.
I mean, there's nothing that I saw that the cops were going to see.
Yeah.
Cops weren't going to see because I didn't get the make or model of the car that sped off.
Right.
But look at that, folks. Streets are dangerous. That car was parked.
Yeah.
That is sad, folks.
Achtung.
I know, you know what? And what's sadder is
hey, no Third Reich talk over there.
I know what happens all the time. Sixth Street. Sad. Yeah. People need to clean up their act. That could have been, there could have been someone in that car. Some could have gotten killed.
And if my mom is listening, I wasn't there, so don't worry about me.
David was not there.
Because you're gonna worry about me.
This is true. Well, folks, before we take a break and listen to some J Retard, let's give away some tickets to some J Retard.
Yeah, let's do that. The phone number is 472-5667. Yeah, we're just giving out the local number because I don't want anybody in Kenosha to get these tickets and not use them.
Don't give them to your buddy. The show is J Retard, Harlem, and Shanghai River, Wednesday, December 9th, 2009, at Emo's Outside. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.com. Doors 9, show 10. Call right now, I guess.
Sure.
472-5667-472. KOOP. And that was my really late, stupid night story.
That's a good story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, it was wacky sauce.
Drinking, food, car accidents.
Yes.
It had it all.
Small cut on my hand.
Yeah.
Racism, implied or non-existent.
Yeah.
I felt some was implied.
It was like some sort of lame hipster Blues Brothers.
There weren't a lot. Wait, who's the hipster of the story? Oh. I was wearing my keys outside my pants, which, by the way, I am loving.
Yeah.
I am loving that. It is so handy. Are your pants so tight, can't you fit your keys in them? I'm like, well, not since I got this. Hey! but, I mean, it's so handy.
But you have a lot of keys.
I do have a lot of keys, and I'm like a sorority girl. I refuse to give up some of my keychains.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because it's like, the keychains help it make it easier to find in my purse. Why do you have so many, Mac? I'd rather not say.
Yeah, and they'll also ruin your cylinder in your car.
That's right. Poke a hole in my cylinder. KOOP, you're on the air. KOOP.
Hello, caller.
Hi. One more time. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You are on the air, by the way.
Oh, hi.
What can we do for you?
I'm calling about these wonderful free tickets.
Oh, are you excited about the show?
I am. December 9th.
Yeah, who's playing?
Tell me?
Who's playing?
You know, I don't even know.
Oh. Well, tell you what. We're kind of hoping for maybe a fan. So tell you what.
Oh, yes. Totally.
We're going to take the other call, but if that doesn't work out, call back.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Right. Thank you.
Well, that was the most polite rejection.
I know. Very nice. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I was calling about the J Retard ticket.
Oh, he knows who is playing.
Oh, so you're a fan of J Retard?
I am.
And you're a fan of this show?
I'm listening.
Which is
checkmate.
What's the name of the show again?
Actually, I'm listening. I don't know the name of the show.
Oh, if there's a call,
I'm asking y'all the name of the show.
Oh, okay, that works out.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
This is the Elk Mating Ritual Show. My name is John Erler. No,
and I'm the elk.
This is the Mascot Wedding Show, sucker. What's your name, caller?
Robert.
Robert, how was your Thanksgiving?
You know, it was great.
No, I didn't know, but I imagine it wasn't.
I did.
Oh,
yeah,
Hupp did.
You actually didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Robert, I feel like I'm being a jerk to you, Robert. That's not my goal. Sorry. I was trying to be nice.
That I was signing up for a part of the show here.
You say what?
Well, we'd like for you to contribute. We'd like for you to feel a part of the community. And also, I'm just not going to give you a gift just so you would be our friend. I'm not desperate.
That's right. We're giving you a gift so you'll be our friend and have a conversation with us.
Exactly.
Am I auditioning for the gift?
A little.
It's sort of like a ticket interview. But okay. You knew who is playing and you're a fan, so those are steps in the right direction right now. Hupp, this is our, by the way, Robert, we have a DJ apprentice on the show who has graduated. His name is Hupp. Say hello to each other.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Hupp?
I'm good.
Hupp, ask Robert one question, and based on his answer, you can give him the thumbs up, thumbs down, as if he's going to get these tickets.
Oh, boy.
Pressure's on, Pixie.
What is vinegar?
That's pretty wide spectrum. I mean,
no,
is it anything specific, or is it just pretty anything broad, a broad answer will do?
I think just whatever your first thing on the top of your head, I think would be a good answer.
What's vinegar, Robert?
What is vinegar?
Yeah, what's vinegar?
Well, I could read you the ingredients list.
So just what's vinegar? Just what is it?
There you go. Something you use in cooking.
Hup?
Or your laundry, you know, however you, whichever way you
Wait, use. Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It gets your clothes, it takes out stains.
Vinegar does?
Yeah.
Do the clothes smell afterwards?
Old, like, vintage thrift clothes.
Do the clothes smell afterwards?
Yep.
Mmm.
I wouldn't recommend using apple cider. I'd just go with some straight vinegar. But
Robert, you are a font of knowledge. A font.
All right, Robert. Your answer is approved.
Yay! Look at you, Hup, getting in the catchphrase one last time. All right, Robert, we'll tell you what. Stay on the line, and if I hang up on you, call back because I'm not so good about transferring calls. And we're going to listen to some Jay Retard, and we'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show after this. This is My Family.
Appreciate it, guys.
No problem. Stay on the line. Boom, back. More Mascot Wedding Show. That was My Family. Going out because Jay Retard's playing December 9th. And also because my family, my brother Calvin or whatever.
Yeah.
That's right. What was I going to say? Robert got those tickets. Thanks for calling in, Robert.
Yes, thanks to Robert for being such a good sport. You are listening to the back half of the Mascot Wedding Show, making way for the clear spot coming up at 7 p.m. Hot Rock for your cool Saturday night.
My eldest sister does not know why she gets this magazine. Meaning she did not order it. Someone did not purchase it for her. But for some reason, she gets like Us Weekly.
US Weekly.
She gets Us Weekly in the mail for reasons unknown.
Right.
And I flip through it sometimes. And my favorite section of it is celebrities. They're just like us. Because it's pictures of these celebrities.
Did Leon Redbone write that article?
They're celebrities just like us. Dropkick my jacket. They dropkick their jackets just like us. No, but it is them like doing stupid stuff and it's like just like us. Mm-hmm. Like it's a picture of like Josh Holloway, Sawyer from Lost.
Right.
And he was messing around with a stroller, like trying to fold it, and it's like, they're just like us. They mess with strollers.
Okay.
But my favorite thing is when they do things that are like, they're just like us. They have to wait in line at Spago too. Like, wait, I don't do that. Like, they're just like us. They get mad at their personal trainers. Like, I don't have a personal trainer. Can't afford a personal trainer.
I wish I did. Me.
They're just like us. They're expensive sushi. They groan about paying the bill of it, too. Like, I can't spend that much on sushi. What? But I love that section, though. It's because it's dumb. It's like, they're just like us. They go running. And they have a picture of, like, this model.
Yeah.
You know, like, going running and like all this like fancy gear, whatever. Who
looks,
like, oh,
who looks perfect mid stride? She doesn't have like the jowl thing going, or like, you know, just rolls just heaving.
Or she doesn't look like me when I'm gonna run, which is I look like I'm going to die.
You look red and afraid.
Yes, no, I'm a combination of bright red and super pale. If you see me coming, don't call the EMTs. I'm actually living healthy.
Yeah. Feeling fine.
Wait, that guy over there. Yeah. The one who's like half red, half just ghost white. Yeah. He's improving his health by doing this?
That moldy strawberry is going to die.
Yeah, exactly. There's weird pits on his face. Those are seeds. Hey, shut up. Yeah. But I did something else kind of stupid today. I watched some of the Kardashians, like
Well, Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians is like the wedding special, which the first time it aired opposite the Mad Men season finale, uh-huh. And it beat it by over 1 million viewers.
Right.
That's like that final bullet into the gun, folks. Just like click, boom, blow my head off. But I was watching it today, and it's I don't watch a lot of that trash because I'd rather be watching something that's actually entertaining. But I think because it was a small doses or whatever, I was able to take it. In fact, really enjoy it. I just kind of enjoyed ripping on it. But Bruce Jenner, former decathlete, is that correct?
Yes.
Former Olympian, Bruce Jenner is...
And current wax figure.
That's right. My God. This show, we don't... The goal of the show is not to make fun of people's appearances, but
no.
He did this to himself.
And he, in interviews now, he talks about regretting it.
Yeah, because he really just looks like... He looks like Chucky, that plastic doll. Like that murderous doll from Child's Play.
Yes.
And the funny thing is like, who knew that when you were watching like Bruce Jenner, like, you know, back in the day, throwing the javelin, jumping over bars, chasing some steeple, like, you saw that guy and you'd be like, man, one day this guy's going to be like grossed out on like plastic surgery. Like, I couldn't see that coming, but here's the thing. And then I was thinking, I was like, man, what if there's a celebrity today that was like that? Like, I can't imagine Kobe Bryant when he gets older, getting all this like plastic surgery. Whoa, that'd be weird. But here's the thing. As soon as they get it, I will be able to imagine it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's kind of stupid saying like, I can kind of, that's true.
That's, yeah.
But I'm saying as soon as, I guess what I'm trying to say, not that I'm saying, is I would not be surprised by any celebrity getting plastic surgery. I think they'd be stupid. Because you're like, what? They got plastic? Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, and if I've mentioned this a couple times off air, Nicole Kidman apparently has gotten some work done, and she looks frightening, and it makes me sad because she was beautiful. She was a beautiful lady.
Yeah, you're like, wait, Nicole Kidman got that? No, it's not surprising at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I should expect it.
It took me 1 second to mourn and then 1 second to move on.
That's right. Speaking of mourning and moving on, we are now forced to do both.
Oh.
Our first and currently our best apprentice, Hup. You've graduated, son. This is your last show. How do you feel?
It was a pleasure.
Truly. You shut up and die. The pleasure was ours.
It's all on this side of the table.
Yes. If you can't see us, we're on one side of the table. Hup is on the other.
Yeah. He's at the king's chair right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. We interrupt you every time you speak, but any last words?
I don't know. Thanks for the tutelage. I truly relish this time that we spent together so far.
Anything you care to say to the Mascot Army before you leave them?
Greetings, Mascot Army.
This is your Ava Perone speech. You're out on the balcony now.
Be excellent to each other.
Oh,
great words. And I'd like to say, Hop, on behalf of David and myself. David, you're not allowed to speak.
Okay.
No, David can speak. it's been a pleasure having you on the radio
show. Thank you.
Any and all knowledge we pass on to you is completely accidental, but it was fun doing that. And good luck with your career here on Co-op. And it's been a pleasure, Hop. Smith, everybody.
Yes.
Can't clap, Chris.
You're clapping.
That's right. And Hup picked out this final song. What are we going to play? Hup didn't pick it out.
No, let's get some pleasantries out of the way first. More information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. You know what? I just realized we haven't done a Take a Bullet in forever. So email us. We'll take a bullet on something. We'll do it on a future show.
And if any information about Hup's side projects we could pass along, we'll post them on there too.
Absolutely. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Nobody cares about those. We're going out some not a surf. Goodbye, Hup.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye, Hup.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.